Okay, switching gears now, and I'm gonna talk in a way that I find to be really annoying. I'm using uptalk. It's where I end even simple declarative sentences with a higher intonation, as if they were questions. Robin, is that that's pretty
You
good,
don't do
right?
it very well.
Okay, then maybe you try it.
It could be because you're a man and uptalk is more of a girl thing.
It could be that, but some new research suggests that uptalk is becoming actually a common dialect in Southern California, and no matter your gender or your background, I gotta stop
Stop.
this. Carrie Goldberg, health and science reporter at Here Now, contributing station and home station, WBUR, is here to tell us more. Carrie.
So, but I'm not going to use uptalk,
Okay,
okay? Because
that's fine with
I can't stand it anymore.
us.
Okay, but yes, so uptalk appears to be on the rise. I mean, you can hear it all around the country, particularly in younger people, but in Southern California, to the point that it may be becoming all but universal among young Southern Californians who speak what we could call SoCal English. So, and these are findings that are just being presented by a University of California at San Diego linguistics researcher, Amanda Pritchard. She's presenting them at a big meeting of the Acoustical Society of America that's now underway in San
And
Francisco.
what was her research?
So in her research, she recorded 24 college-age Southern Californians, about half of them male, half of them female, from different ethnic and economic backgrounds, and she analyzed their speech in all kinds of ways as they performed a couple of tasks, either giving instructions on a map, like telling you how to go, or retelling what happened in a video clip. And what she found was that all of these young people used uptalk, though the women did do it somewhat more than the men.
And I have to say, I used to live in Southern California, and I don't remember everyone uptalking, but maybe I
What's
missed
the Valley
something.
Girl thing? It
Right.
came from that.
Well, that's right. Maybe I was on the wrong side of the hills to hear the uptalk. But what
Right.
are the implications? Are we all, because what happens in Southern California, since so much television comes out of there, we
Exactly.
all hear it. Are we soon going to all be
Right.
uptalking?
Well, it feels like it's spreading. And at the very least, these researchers suggest that we should understand that this is a legitimate dialect, and we can try to at least avoid misunderstandings. So, uh-oh, I just uptalked that. Oops, oops. So here's Amanda Richard, who admits to some uptalking herself.
People come off across as ditzy or stupid or maybe unassertive or timid or something. And because everyone does it, I mean, obviously that's not true. That's why it kind of helps to break those stereotypes. We're not confused. We're not stupid. We just talk like that.
We just talk like that. And by the way, Amanda's research also identified a clear difference in tone between when a SoCal speaker asks a question or makes a statement, even though both have a rise at the end, but the rise in the statement comes later than the rise for a question. So we might not catch that as outsiders, but it's clear to another uptalker whether it's a statement or a question.
Well, I think one of the, and I don't like to call anything a girl thing, it seems demeaning, but I think some of the reason people are concerned about it is that we know that young women in particular tend to try to dumb themselves down as they get older. It's not cool, you know, to be intelligent. And this language, actually, you know, floated out from the movies and everything, does just that. It sort of makes you seem less than you are.
Right. Well, these researchers' point, though, is that if you think of it as a dialect, they're actually sounding normal to the other people who speak that dialect. And in fact, you or I would sound kind of rude or unfriendly because we're not doing that.
You know? We'll leave it on that up note, Carrie.
Okay.
Carrie Goldberg, health and science reporter and co-host of the Common Health blog at WBUR. Carrie, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Well, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Gentle Giant Moving Company, coordinating moves in neighborhoods across the country with locations nationwide. More at gentlegiant.com. And Nuance, with Dragon speech recognition software for business professionals to create documents, emails, and manage schedules by speaking. Nuance.com.